Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have the F1 Las Vegas Grand Prix coming November 16th to 18th. And even though it's very highly anticipated, it's very exciting as Vegas has become a sports mecca with our Raiders, with our Golden Knights, with our Aces, Oakland A's coming. Silver Knights, the Vipers, we've just transformed. And I credit the Final Four, I credit UNLV, the Dream Team, back in 89-90 when we won our Final Four. I credit UNLV Sports for helping put us on the map to be this sports mecca. We have transformed over the last few decades. But if you notice, in Las Vegas, we're bitching, and we're bitching a lot about the F1. And some of my listeners from non-Las Vegas sites is asking, what's the big deal? Well, if you've ever come to Vegas or lived in Vegas or had any experience with Vegas, please do not be naive about who our state bird is, or our state stone, or our state motto. It's the orange cone. I have been in Vegas off and on since 1981, and there has not been one day that has gone by that I haven't had to bow, show reverence, follow the orange cone. We've talked about how orange cones, they exhibit and exude such authority. It blows my mind. Simple orange cone can do that. And so in Las Vegas, and I've lived here now how many years? Even though I went to medical school at UCLA and I was back and forth in Reno, for the most part, every day I have lived in Vegas, construction. Construction, construction, construction. And this F1 racetrack, it's very, very cool, but it's involving the strip. So I don't know if you guys have ever played GTA, but, you know, these racetracks, as opposed to NASCAR that's just a loop, F1 has irregular tracks to make it cool, and it goes around the city. You get to see the city lights. It's an international race. I think it ends in Abu Dhabi. It's where it culminates. And so if you're going to have a race, if you're going to bring F1 to Las Vegas, you're going to include the strip. Well, that's caused some issues. We have a lot of workers. We have a lot of people that make that strip run. And you don't get to be late for construction. See, in Las Vegas, you never get a mulligan for being late because of construction. Because there's always construction. When you move to Las Vegas, and they say, look, you're going to take a job here, but always check your GPS, always check your Google Maps. Although when we didn't have Google Maps, that was tough. But always know where your construction is. You know, our traffic reporters are probably some of the busiest reporters in Las Vegas because they always have to report where this is. And construction will take your commute from 20 minutes to an hour, hour and a half. And so now you're including the strip. Now you're including areas around the strip. How many kilometers? Hold on a second. F1, please don't make me convert it to miles. But 6.2 kilometers long. So that's what, three, four miles? You guys know the math better because it's going to be a 50-lap race. All right, that's messing up a bunch of traffic. Then, in Las Vegas, we don't have a lot of vegetation. There's not a lot of trees. And mind you, I'm not saying I'm critical of this. I'm glad F1 is here. I love the fact that we're a sports mecca. I think F1 coming is super cool. but they went too far. They cut down trees. We have this beautiful hotel, the Bellagio. Remember when we had the draft? You guys saw that the draft included the Bellagio and they went into the area of the lake and the fountains and all that. Well, there was a row of trees. And when you're in Vegas and it's 100-some degree weather, you use those trees for shade. They had to be removed for the grandstand. And in Las Vegas, I'm not saying we're all environmentalists and we're all tree huggers, okay? We got a lot of people of different political backgrounds, but you don't cut, you got a big, beautiful tree, you don't cut the sucker down. Now, we were told it was temporary, that the trees are going to go someplace, it's going to be, they're going to be like a daycare and a nursery, all right? They'll get to play, they'll get to watch Elmo, and then they'll be replanted, because the grandstand's not going to be there long term. But it is something that is concerning people, that we're doing all this construction, and, you know, give us back our trees. There's going to be temporary pedestrian walkways, and one of my friends had posted something on Facebook. I love her, Ivy, and she's talking about how, you know, do we really want to be the first person to walk across this pedestrian bridge? By the way, there's going to be bridges over the racetrack so that you can actually watch the race happening. I'd be a little nervous, you know, I don't want to fall. You got to also be careful there's nobody suicidal that's going to try to plunge off to be able to die on the racetrack. So it is causing a lot of chaos. And the reason, the big reason why people are complaining about it is we can't afford the tickets. Most Las Vegas residents can't afford the tickets. Some of the cheapest are what, $400 or $500? These tickets are going in the thousands. So people are calling me going, oh, Dahlia, that's great. Let's go to F1 together. No, I can't afford to go. It's expensive. And so what ends up happening in Las Vegas is, you know, we got the Raiders, we got the Golden Knights. Season tickets are so expensive. Tickets are so expensive that the average Las Vegas resident, the average person that works this city, that keeps this city safe, that helped make that stadium, never gets to go. It's too damn expensive. And I get, you know, it's only a 3-day event, and they have to have Hollywood come out and the dignitaries and the celebrities and all that. But Las Vegas, we're a bunch of blue-collar, you know, down-to-earth, you know, people that work hard to make this city run. And so I love that F1 is here. I support it. I'm glad we are a sports mecca. But that's why it's kind of rubbing people the wrong way. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I've said this once, I've said this again. We may be advocating for peace. We may be calling for peace. We may be praying for peace. We may be hoping for peace. And we may have a temporary peace. But there is always somebody out there that wants war. And peace will never be permanent. This world peace, I want world peace. Remember, we would talk about how if we ever ran for Miss America or Miss Universe, and they're like, what do you want to do for this world? I want world peace. Not that I would ever make it on the stage, but that would not be my answer because I don't think you could ever have real peace. Right? Whenever there's peace, people find opportunity. Peace can mean complacency. And there's always individuals who want to change what they have. They're greedy. or they want to just stir stuff up. And sadly, here we are in 2023 with innocent people dying, and I don't see this going away anytime soon. The six-day war in Israel was done in 6 days. I don't think this is going to be a six-day war. And my question to you all is, do you think World War III is imminent? Whether Putin was the start of it, whether it's going to be China, whether it's going to be Kim Jong-un, or whether it's what's happening in the Middle East. Do you think World War III is imminent? And who is going to basically be the impetus for it? So watching what's going on and seeing how divided we quickly got over this, I'm worried that this could be the start of maybe not World War III, but a world conflict. People are choosing sides. You already see anti-American sentiment in Lebanon and in multiple countries. If Iran, Russia, China decides to take one side, the European allies, Canada, always nice to have Canada on her side, Australia, you can always count on Australia to be on her side. You can see an axis and allies sort of set up. And what happened so tragically and so horrifically yesterday with a hospital being bombed, you know, when we first heard about it, in Israel, the Israeli defense forces, okay, they do not randomly seek out targets that include innocent civilians. And so when we first heard that something like this happened, right, a lot of concern was it a misfire? Was there a mistake? And, you know, by one military versus another military, was it a false flag sort of setup? Was it that the hospital was empty? And we are led to believe that Hamas likes to put a lot of their headquarters and resources under hospitals and schools. No, the hospital wasn't empty. The hospital was full of people who died. Over 500 people killed. Videos, though, soon surfaced of, you saw a shooting out of Gaza and a very short-range missile that President Biden today confirmed was an errant missile that was from, that had been shot from the Hamas side that hit the hospital. And there's a lot of blaming. You know, right now, you know, for Hamas to win, they need the world to believe that Israel is destroying them and Israel is killing innocent people. Israel had the upper hand in this war because it was a beautiful early morning on a holiday and they were attacked, just like the Yom Kippur War 50 years prior, almost to the day. Hamas needs to have that same argument, but Israelis are murdering children, which Israelis don't do. So when this happened, of course, all eyes were like, what happened? We do not want innocent people. We don't want hospitals. That's where people are being taken care of. And we're being told, and President Biden has confirmed, that this was an errant missile that misfired and hit their own hospital. Even if that's going to continue to be investigated, the point is innocent people are dying because of this. And we thought there was peace temporarily. I was just in Israel a few months ago. You're always aware. Israel always appears ready. But you have innocent people on all sides that are going to be, unfortunately, the victims of this. And it is so frightening to see how naive we all as a people are. And when you saw how quickly people were to jump, people, one, they want to take sides. They do. That's why sports is so popular. We love to take sides. Some people, they don't even know who the hell they're rooting for. And they're like, oh, hell yeah. You know, I like the logo. I like the Dallas Cowboys star. I'm going to be a Dallas. Dr. Dye likes Dallas. I'm going to be a Dallas Cowboy fan. You know, the Falcons have the most amazing stadium. Mercedes-Benz Stadium is gorgeous. I'm going to pick the Falcons. People want to ascribe to something. People want to pick a side. But the sides that are being picked are probably drawing the line for the next world conflict. And if countries feel forced to choose a side, Palestinian, Israel, which really kills me because, you know, we have Palestinian friends, we have Israeli friends. This was Hamas attacking Israel. And Palestine, right, when Israel pulled out and Palestine was going to rule themselves, Hamas gained power. And so people say, you know, I'm with Palestinian people. You could be with Palestinian people. It just is that the issue is Hamas attacked Israel. And if Palestine needs to get rid of the Hamas leadership, but if they are embracing that as their leadership, now they're becoming part of that. And it's very confusing because I don't think everybody there really aligns with Hamas. But you could lose your life if you say the contrary. And so we can't, unfortunately, you know, understand and extrapolate who is there that doesn't want to be, who wants to be, who would rather have better leadership than this. But right now, they are in danger, even from their own, with rockets misfiring or them not being able to leave. And that's the other thing, too. If you are going to attack another country, don't you have a plan for your civilians? I mean, anybody who is going to attack Israel knows Israel's going to counterattack. Just like if America decided to attack Canada, which we would never do. America has to understand that when Canada attacks back, there's going to be casualties. So protect your constituents. Protect your country. And so for them to indiscriminately kill, murder, rape, and take hostages, they put their own innocent Gaza residents in harm's way. And I fear that when people hate and they want war, they feel the collateral damage is just all part of the cause. And Hamas declared war not just on Israel, but on America. They have American hostages. They declared war on Colombia. They killed a Colombian. I don't know how many people from Colombia are still there. I think there was a German resident. You know, when you kill somebody from another state or you take hostages from another country, that is, to me, a declaration of war. That's an escalation of tensions. And they didn't think that the world would want to respond. You touch an American, you touch all of us. You're going to feel the heat. And now we're noticing that countries are, I mean, look at what's happening in Lebanon and the U.S. embassy under fire. And the anti-American sentiment, because people are like, well, America's choosing a side. So that, no. People hate America too. Those countries who support Israel are also hated oftentimes by terrorists. And we've seen what terrorists do when they hate America. We saw 9/11. So do you guys think this is the start of a world conflict or World War III? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The president is on his way to make a wartime visit to Israel. This after a deadly blast at a Gaza hospital that killed hundreds. That airstrike on the hospital happening last night amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. However, Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh said it is not clear who's responsible for that missile strike. Israel has stated that they do not target hospitals. Israeli forces seem ready for a ground invasion of Gaza. In response to coordinated attacks by Hamas earlier this month, Israel has both enforced a blockade on the Gaza Strip and conducted airstrikes in the region. Rising concerns about a broader conflict in the Middle East are driving up oil prices. If the conflict were to escalate, it could pose a greater risk. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Will asks, can you work out while being sick? And what are the rules on working out? So that's a fantastic question. And we've spoken about that on the show before. So if you're sick with flu, with COVID, can you, should you still work out? So for years, we said, no, just rest, lay in bed and rest. And then I got mono when I was in medical school. Mono is a virus caused by Epstein-Barr. They call it the kissing disease, but nobody I was dating had it. I think you get exposed to the virus early on. And then when you're stressed or of a certain age, it decides to come out, give you a sore throat, fatigue. And my first mono test was negative. A lot of times you don't test positive right away. And then, and I didn't know what was wrong with me. And so, and, you know, my medical student colleague said, it's got to be mono. I go, I think so too, but the test is negative. So 2 weeks later, I finally tested positive. And I remember being so tired that I had to sit down. We were at a mall with our friends, and I'm like, I got to sit down. And they're like, what are you talking about? The sore throat wasn't that bad, but I had a big, huge lump under my neck. And I was like, gosh, I got to sit down. So my mom was afraid I had lymphoma, so she had me go to her doctor down in Vegas, because I was up in Reno, Nevada, going to medical school. And I remember driving after my shift. I waited tables when I was in medical school, so I got off at 11 p.m. And I drove to get to Vegas the next day because I couldn't afford a plane ticket. So I drove the eight-hour drive in the middle of the night, and I remember wanting to fall asleep, saying, it's okay, you can close your eyes, there's no cars. I mean, I've never wanted to fall asleep on the road, but when I had mono, that's how I knew I had mono. Anyway, thank God I made it, no accidents, diagnosed with mono. But I kept working out, which was a mistake, because when you have mono, your spleen could be enlarged and swollen. You never want to do contact sports because you could rupture your spleen. But I felt better exercising, so I kept running. And even though my workout wasn't as good, I couldn't run as far, I still kept running. And I credited my working out with getting over mono quicker. I only had to lose 1 week of school with mono, whereas some people are out for months. And so I've started to kind of have a different attitude about exercise. And some sports medicine doctors, one on Fox News had discussed, which I agree with, where if you are sick, where below the neck, you have the body aches, the difficulty breathing, the malaise, the weakness, rest, okay? Your lungs aren't there. Your muscles aren't there. If it's above the neck, where you got a little bit of a sore throat, runny nose, not much of a headache, maybe some pink eye, but your lungs are good, you're not having the body aches, you could probably continue some of your exercise regimen. I am going to say, my advice, though, is never at the same intensity, no more than half intensity. If you're having above the neck symptoms. Now, if you're having a bad headache or neck pain, again, no working out. And if you had to choose between working out or not, I'd still say rest. Take it easy. Because your body is trying to fight an infection. But we know that exercise helps boost the immune system. So if you feel like you want to go for a walk, that's great. I don't know if I would go for a run, but if you feel like you want to go for a walk, if you feel like you want to get up and move around, do it. Listen to your body. If your body's like, I just want to sleep, I want to sleep. All right, well then, sleep. That means the body wants that rest. It didn't sleep much the night before because you were sick. So, all right. But if you're like, I got some energy, I want to walk around. I want to, you know, maybe do some 5-10 pound little weights, little things like that. Do some stretches, do some yoga. I don't think that's bad. Especially if you're not having full-on body aches and difficulty breathing. When I had COVID, did I still exercise? I did. It wasn't very strenuous because I was very limited with my lung capacity. But I still wanted to get some exercise. So, you know, fresh air, a little bit of sun, not too much because we don't want you to get melanoma. But if you are going to consider any sort of mild exercise, you have to remember to hydrate. What people forget to do is hydrate when they're sick. When you're sick, you're losing a lot of fluid out your nose, out your lungs. Some of you might notice you pee more when you're sick. That's how I know I'm getting a cold. Because I have to run to the bathroom more. It's not a UTI. It's the body is trying to dump probably the virus that it picks up. So you have a higher chance of dehydrating, especially if you have flu or you're getting diarrhea from this. So if you're going to, on top of that, add a workout, you really risk dehydration. And for those of you that go, I have thick mucus, I have thick mucus. If you hydrate, you thin it out. If you take a steam shower, you thin it out. If you use a clean humidifier, you thin it out. You got to be very careful with antihistamines, though. If you have a cold and you take an antihistamine, it might go up the wrong way. It might dry up the mucus so that it's like sticky dough. So some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, I took a Benadryl to sleep, and now my face feels like there's cake in it. I feel like I have the worst sinus infection. It's just you dried out the mucus so it didn't drain. Now you got to wet the mucus again. That's why I love my hot showers. And you got to get the stuff out so it doesn't have a chance to still replicate and you know. No, I would not do gym workouts. If you're sick, I don't care what you read, I do not want you going to the gym. One is that workout could be too strenuous, but two, you're going to get other people sick. So if you want to do some stuff at home that's mild, I think that's totally fine. How to tell if you have the flu or COVID. A lot of people are wondering what they have. Rule of thumb is we don't see a lot of high fever with COVID, very rarely above 102.5, but some people might have a higher flu or a higher fever with that. Flu usually has a much higher fever than COVID, but with flu, the symptoms come on a lot faster. So you could tell me the time of day you started feeling sick. And people will say, I got the flu. And I say, when? At 2:30. And, you know, my medical students used to laugh. Like, yeah, you got the flu at 2:30. Why? Because somebody coughed on you? They go, no, that's when I got sick at 2:30. And I'm like, that's the flu. When you could tell me the time of day when you just really started to feel bad. Whereas with COVID, God, that sucker, it starts, it smolders, and then it goes from throat to the nose to the chest. Maybe the fever goes back and forth. That's kind of what COVID does. So, and then allergies, it is fall time, and we do have fall allergies. That's not unheard of. Fall allergies, your nose discharge is going to be clear. With a cold, flu, COVID, or bacterial infection, it could be more colored, yellow and green. Just because it's green does not mean bacteria. It could be green with a virus too, okay? But with allergies, it's clear. Yeah, because you aren't having the color from the inflammatory cells. The reason why you get pus that's discolored or mucus that's discolored is because when it tries to kill, you know, the virus or the bacteria, those cells are what changes color. But if you have mast cell release for histamine and allergies, it's going to be clear. And the reason why it's clear is it's trying to get out what you're allergic to. It's trying to as a faucet. Again, you need to hydrate. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives.
Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DRDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So not a day goes by when I don't have a patient who said that they used another family member's medication. People are storing, hoarding medications because of the economy, because they don't know what's going to happen with the pharmacy closures. But unfortunately, there's some severe risks that come with that. And there are dangers when there are prescription drugs that are unused and superfluous, and how people can access it, and it could cause accidental poisonings, overdoses, and it's a danger we need to talk about. October 28th is the USDEA's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. And talking to us about this is Ashley Schmidt, Vice President of Regulatory and Compliance at Inmar Intelligence, and Sasha Pollard-Deloney, Senior Director of Pharmacy Safety, Quality, and Educational Programs at Novant Health. Thank you, Ashley. Thank you, Sasha, for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Wow. Well, perfect. It's very timely right now, and I'm glad you guys are here. Ashley, let's start with you. Talk to us about National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day.
Thank you for asking about National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. It is really an important event that everybody can take advantage of. The Drug Enforcement Administration created National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. Happens twice a year in your community. And the purpose of the event is really to raise awareness about the importance of safely disposing of your unused or expired medications, and also about making it convenient for you to dispose of those medications.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have pets that could, if somebody throws away a prescription in the garbage, the pet could consume it and die. And if we throw prescriptions down the toilet, it gets into our water system. So we always talk about proper ways to dispose of them. Can you review that with our listeners?
I'd be happy to review that with your listeners. So one of the things that we know is that about 76% of us collectively have unused or expired medications sitting in our medicine cabinet or in our junk drawer or, you know, under the cabinet in the bathroom. And many of us don't know exactly how to safely dispose of those medications. And I think there are some, you know, common misconceptions and even things that were encouraged in the past, like flushing medications, that we just really know now that we should not do. As a matter of fact, about 46 million Americans across the country have trace amounts of prescription medications in their drinking water. So we really don't want to influence our water tables by flushing or disposing the medications, even in, you know, landfills. The best way for you as a consumer to make sure that you're safely disposing of those medications is to seek out these events that happen a couple of times a year, or to look for the kiosks that are available all across the country in pharmacies, law enforcement agencies, healthcare systems. You can find them in a lot of places. And if you visit the safemedicinedrop.com website and enter your zip code, you will find one of those locations near you.
Mm-hmm. And 76% of respondents in a national survey said they currently have leftover, unused, expired, or unwanted medications in their homes. And I get it as a doctor. I get it. You can't get in with your medical provider. It takes months. You are scared to throw out any prescriptions. And there's people that are fearful that if they are in pain, they're going to be denied pain medication. What I recommend to my listeners is have these conversations with your doctor. The doctors are aware of take-back day, prescription take-back day, and they understand the importance of not using expired drugs, but they also understand the importance of you not being able to get in for a few months. And so before the need happens, talk to them about that plan, because using an expired drug can be dangerous.
That's absolutely true. One of the important things that you have to do is weigh the risk of having that medication in your home versus the risk of it falling into the hands of someone who may abuse it, misuse it, or even accidentally ingest it, as the case may be with young children. So mm-hmm. It's really important that you take that into consideration and not hang on to those medications that you may be tempted to hang on to.
Mm-hmm. Sasha Pollard-Deloney is Senior Director of Pharmacy Safety, Quality, and Educational Programs at Novant Health. Sasha, you have a personal story to share. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I love the opportunity to share. So despite being passionate about the safe disposal of medications and being educated about the threat they pose to the community, I recently discovered an unacceptable level of risk in my own home. I'm the mother of 2 8-year-old daughters, and my husband and I are in the healthcare field. But recently, I found a nearly full bottle of oxycodone, which is a powerful pain medication, in my guest bathroom. My husband was prescribed the medication after a procedure but found that he didn't need it, and it crossed both of our minds to dispose of the medication in one of the drop bins located at Novant Health, the hospital I work at, but we hadn't gotten around to it, and the thought slipped our minds completely. So for far too long, this powerful medication sat in plain view of us, my children, and anyone else with access to that bathroom, including our teenage babysitter. And thankfully, I found medication before the story ended in tragedy, but we know that too often it's situations like this that put dangerous medications into the wrong hands. So Ashley and I are really just encouraging everyone listening to use National Prescription Take-Back Day as an opportunity to safely rid your own home of unneeded medication.
Mm-hmm. And another option patients could have that they might want to work with their pharmacies is a partial fill. Where if you don't think you're going to need the full prescription of the pain medicine or whatever you had for surgery, you could ask the pharmacy for a partial fill and to hold the rest. Because, I think a lot of people get a prescription of 30 tablets and they don't need all 30. They don't have to buy all 30. And then it sits around the house. So I think there's a lot of options people have. And I'm very grateful you guys are raising awareness. Ashley, any other information you'd like to share with our listeners on this?
I would love for your listeners to know that, almost 300 people per day die from a drug overdose. So it's vitally important that we properly dispose of unwanted medications. Similar to Sasha's story, you could literally be saving a family member's life by taking this action, making I call it like a medication sweep, part of your routine, whether it's monthly or quarterly. It is really important that we take advantage of this opportunity to do the right thing and protect our communities.
Mm-hmm. And we're grateful to Novant Health. And tell us, if you don't mind, where else people can drop off and do drug disposal.
Sure. So at the website safemedicinedrop.com, you can find a listing of the events that will be happening around the country, as well as the kiosks that are always located in pharmacies, hospitals, and law enforcement agencies every day. So, again, that website is safemedicinedrop.com. You could also visit NMAR Intelligence website to find out more information about how to safely dispose of your medications, and the DEA's website about information related specifically to the National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day.
Wonderful. Ashley, Sasha, thank you so much for joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.